Light as a feather, cold as marble. A Hachette Audio original, powered by Wattpad. Written by Zoe Arson. Read by Dana Day. Chapter 1. On the morning of Christmas Eve, I sat on the cold cement steps in front of my house with my head turned toward the rural highway at the end of Martha Road. I watched cars speed past my corner every few minutes. I'd heard our neighbor, Mr. Emery, starting the engine of his black Hyundai Sonata before the sun had even risen, and my heart was racing with anticipation. I had done the math repeatedly in my head since the Emerys had backed out of their driveway. It was a 2.5-hour drive up to Florence, where Trey's military school was located on the northern Michigan border, and another 2.5 hours back. It was nearly noon, and only a matter of minutes before Trey and I would be reunited. Well, I hoped so, anyway. Enough time had passed that I'd started to wonder if maybe the Emerys had gone straight to Trey's grandparents' house for the holiday or something. I didn't even know if Trey had living grandparents, and if so, where their home was located. All I knew for certain was that I wanted him to see me waiting for his arrival when his parents passed by our house so that I could wave to him and make sure he realized I urgently needed to see him. It was fair to expect that our parents were going to do everything in their limited power to keep us away from each other. This wasn't going to be an easy task for them, since our houses were less than 100 feet apart. But considering the amount of trouble we'd managed to get into together less than 2 months earlier, they were probably wise to keep us apart. I'd been charged with failure to observe a traffic signal, exceeding speed zones, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. Quite an impressive record for a girl who previously never even served a detention in her whole 16 years of life. I'd been very lucky that Mrs. Emery hadn't added theft of a motor vehicle to the list, since technically she had loaned her Honda Civic to her son, Trey, not to me. On that fateful day, when he and I had led our town's small police force on a wild chase to White Ridge Lake. That day seemed like a million years ago. But even so, the thought of it now made my body feel uncomfortably warm and nauseated. But although I had no trouble remembering every awful moment of the day itself, my memories about what happened afterward were much less clear. Throughout most of my dealings with the police and court system in the aftermath of the ordeal, I had been suffering the dizzying effects of a concussion, which I'd obtained during a nasty fall.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?